traveler. Come in, come in. Was wondering when ye'd come back. Me's associates aren't exactly pleased. Nor should they. A smooth sea has never made a skilled sailor. Ah, yes! The event! The unforeseen event! The wind has changed on us, and we must adjust the sails. The boat shall be taken as a different route. The sea's decision, it is. Meanwhile, how about a tale, huh? Life or death? Our 13th tale. The Midnight Hour.
The year is 1940, more specifically New Year's Day. It's a cool Chicago night. While many are welcoming the new year with their kin, that is not what our story brings us. No, tonight a lone gangster climbs over the St. Anthony Cemetery gates armed with a gun and a well-greased trigger finger. A killer among the dead. That sounds too kooky to be true. Check your watches, naysayers, as you're right on schedule for the Midnight Hour.
Tommy, gotta be around here somewhere. Guy ain't going nowhere. Don't move an inch here.
Sir, please, I just work here.
Shut up! Turn around. Slow-like.
If you're looking for money, a graveyard is quite an interesting choice of...
I'm not looking for cash, geezer. I'm looking for a plot. Freshly buried. I know he's around here somewhere. You work around here?
Yes, sir. I do.
Suppose I give you a name. You know where to go? Luciano. Gianni Luciano.
Gianni Luciano. Oh, God, you mean the monster?
Do you know where he is or not?
Yes, I do, sir. Actually, it just so happens I was heading to that plot just now. I can take you there.
Trying to keep yourself useful, huh? I'll bite. Lead the way.
All right, just don't shoot.
Just do me a favor and don't get any funny ideas, compadre. Unless you want to end up like your friend here.
Of course. Right this way.
Hey, ditch the dead pal. Time's a ticking.
Please, sir, he's going the same way you are. Promise it won't slow me down, none.
Fine. Move it, pal.
Can I ask how you came to know the deceased?
You just don't know when to shut up, do you, geezer? Well, let's just say we was work associates.
I get the picture. Might I say, I quite admire that ring of yours.
Keep walking.
Such a magnificent ruby. And it's even carved just like a heart. That gotta cost a man an arm and a...
You see this? You know what this is?
It's a ring.
This here is status. This is what makes me a somebody and you a nobody. If you're thinking of getting your paws on it, pal, I'd stop while you're still breathing.
I wasn't going to, sir. I swear.
Good. Now get moving.
The two unlikely strangers ascend the beaten path, the moon slowly hidden behind clouds in the night sky. As one pushes ahead, the other grows impatient.
Are we almost there? I swear the sun should be coming up any minute now.
Yes, we're just about there. My name's Cliff, by the way.
Congrats.
Might I ask yours? Seeing as you have me in quite the spot here.
No, you may not. If it'll shut you up, the name's Tommy. And that's as much as you need to know.
Well, Tommy, might I ask if you served?
Served what?
It's just your gun. It's a Luger, ain't it? That's German steel. Did you pick it up overseas?
Don't worry about where I get my iron, pal. But the answer's no. Why should I die in some fight I ain't got no place in? If I'm gonna die, I'm dying on my own terms. And it for sure ain't gonna be wearing some monkey suit they got them boys in. Nah, I'm going in my Sunday best.
Seems like you've given it some thought.
Yeah, you got it in my world, pal. Every wise guy gotta prepare some. Hey, nobody wants to die, but when you die in this line of work, you're bringing all your prizes with you. Every wise guy I know gets decked out before they're put under. They got their golden rings, diamond watches, everything. Hell, you best believe I ain't making my 6-foot journey without this beaut on me.
It is quite a ring.
Yeah, but just you wait till you see what the rest of them got on them. Gio's got the biggest damn diamond ring you'd ever seen. That damn prick.
I beg your pardon?
What, not connecting the dots? Listen, pal, I ain't here sightseeing. I'm here to make a buck. Those bastards just got about every prize in the book with them down there. I'm just collecting what they left behind.
So you're a grave robber, is that right?
What I am is the man with the gun, big mouth.
I'm just saying, that's quite undoing of a Catholic.
A Catholic? What the hell are you talking about?
I only assumed seeing that golden cross there on your neck.
What are you...
Well?
This is my old man's necklace.
When did I... So is your father a man of God, then?
Yeah, he is. He's a good man. The kind you don't see too often these days.
And your father, was he also in your line of work?
No, he wasn't. My parents were immigrants. They didn't have a damn pot to piss in most of their lives. We lived on scraps. But all that time, he could have been somebody. Just couldn't stomach it.
Stomach what? Killing? Stealing?
Couldn't stomach what it took. What it took to get back everything this damn world takes from you.
And you did?
Damn right I did. The second I got a chance, I jumped at it. I learned what life was like. What it could have been like for all of us. And yet that fool wouldn't take a damn cent. Old Coot's still shining shoes in the sticks. Says that's the life he was given by God or some bullshit. Yeah, that's what your faith gets you. Praise be to God.
You blame God, then?
What?
You seem like you're saying your father lost himself because of his faith.
Yeah, so what? Why are we still talking about this?
Didn't you ever believe in God?
No.
And why is that?
I know if I prayed, I'd still wake up in that stuffy apartment day after day. I know if I prayed, my father would still be dirt poor. I know if I prayed, my mama still would have gotten sick. And I know if I prayed, she still would have... But you know what? I know that if I wear this ring, I am somebody. I know that if I wear this suit, I mean something. I know if I pull this trigger, you're dead. And if I dig those bastards up, I'm rich. I don't need your lousy book, pal. I don't subscribe to nothing but reality, see?
I see.
Now what? You want to hear my confession, too? Maybe split some wine, Your Holiness?
Well, we should be arriving soon.
Good. This place is giving me the heebie-jeebies. You know, my mother was buried in one just like this. Cherry wood. Something about it she liked.
It's a popular choice.
Who's the schmuck anyway?
Who?
In the box, Mr. Owl.
Oh. Just another poor soul.
You know, I can barely see 2 feet ahead of me. You sure we're going the right way?
Oh, I'm certain. I've walked this particular path many a times. You know, most of the paths around here go out to so many, many different directions, but not this one. No, this one's reliable. Soon as you start down it, you'll know where you'll end up. Without fail.
Yeah, good to know. You work all by yourself like this often? I'd get spooked out up here all alone.
Are you afraid?
What? This? I was just saying, it can get kind of creepy with all
of what comes next.
What are you asking me that, you cockeyed?
I mean, I'm sure your daddy taught you a little about the faith. What if he was right? What if there's a place after this?
Well, you're asking if I'm scared I'm going to hell, right? That's what you're asking me?
I'm just curious.
Well, I guess I'm going to hell then, wouldn't I? With the crime of trying to live? Because I wanted to live outside a goddamn hot box? Is that what you want to hear? Because if that's the case, then all these guys are already burning. Just one more reason they won't be missing what they got on them down there.
Well, here we are.
You better hope so. All right. Holy moly. Victor Big Malone, Robert Hooknose Gambino, Carlo the Godman, the Costello. They're all here. In one spot. These are legends, man. Oh, you just brought me to a goddamn gold mine, you beautiful son of a bitch.
Good to be of service.
All right. Where do we start? Oh, Christ, it's like Christmas morning. Okay, I decided. Grab a shovel. We'll start with Geo.
I don't think we should.
Oh, come on, you old coot. I'll even let you keep the cufflinks. Just grab that shovel off.
We won't have time.
I wasn't asking, friend.
It's always guns blazing, you people. It's ironic, really.
I said grab the shovel, damn it! And don't make me ask again.
Or else?
Or else this. Huh? What? Shit! I swore I loaded this damn thing!
Tommy, why would it be loaded?
What are you, dense? Bang, bang, dead, that's the point!
You said it yourself, Mr. Valentine. You don't need such things when you're here.
Now when did I... How do you know my name?
I know all of your names. Giovanni, Vito, Robert, Carla, you're all here and accounted for.
What the hell you babble about, freak? You wanna die so bad? Here! What?
What did I tell you, Tommy?
My knife went right through you!
Can't you hear them? Listen! Listen!
What the hell is that?
This is my favorite part, honestly. It took you the longest to figure it out by far, though. Old Geo had a good ways back when he was in your shoes.
How the hell are you doing that? What the hell are you? Some sort of a ghost, is that it?
Quite the contrary.
Shit! Where the hell did this chain come from? Why are you chained to this damn thing? Cliff!
The name's Anthony, friend.
Get me out of here! Get me the fuck out of here!
I'm sorry, son, but you're right where you belong.
The hell I am!
Tommy. Thanks, son. How did you get here?
What do you mean? I jumped the gate! I found you! And
before that, Tommy...
I was in a diner. I just ordered some dinner with my old man. Chit-chat was running dry. I wanted to leave. I went to get my jacket and... Who's in the box?
You know who it is, Thomas.
I said, who's in the box?
Thomas.
No!
There you are, Tommy, decked out, just like you said. All of your prizes, all of your precious possessions. Oh, you wouldn't want to leave any of those behind.
My pa's necklace.
He just couldn't bury you without it. Outright refused to.
This ain't real. This was a setup. A hit. I won't come back, I swear. I wasn't gonna steal none, honest. Come on, Tony. Tony, I know you're there. Michael, Rose, honey. Mama, can you hear me?
They can't hear you, Thomas, not anymore. But they can.
What are you laughing at? What are they laughing at?
What are they? They're the same as you, Tommy. Men and women who want to live the good life. All that silver and gold.
No.
Rotting right with them.
No, 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 no! This isn't happening! God, no! God, no! Please! Anthony, please! Help! Help! Somebody! No! Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee!
For a man who thought he could buy himself the good life. Your faith has power, and when you put it into the earthly possessions, don't be so sure the earth won't possess you right back. The cries of the dead falling deaf on mortal ears, a lesson to be learned only by those so unfortunate to hear it. If one night you find yourself alone in the dark, and you hear a call for help from beneath your feet, be warned, as the hour hand might have just fallen onto the midnight hour.
Life or death? Resist or succumb? Fight or flee? Dis a pattern, lad. A pattern towards destruction. Hopefully, this boat doesn't bring us to Davy Jones' locker prematurely. No. The sea finds out everything ye did wrong, traveler. Judgment will come in due time. Ain't this right, Death? As Tommy, lad, you're right where you belong. On this boat, with me.